Earlier this year, I was looking at sugar a lot as part of my job, and myself and my family. So I've got two young children in primary school, and we actually did an entire month of sugar-free. Actually, it was 6 weeks because we did it in the school holidays. And I was looking at statistics, and the statistics were showing that children under 10 were having around 15 teaspoons of sugar a day, where the recommended amount is no more than five.
And you said you went sugar free. Now, what did that involve exactly?
So we took out anything with refined sugars in. So with the kids being on school holidays, everywhere you go, you kind of are subjected to sugary things. So wherever you go that's aimed at children, the slushies were one of the biggest issues because they had a lot of sugar in. But we basically, I just, as a nutritionist, I do keep the sugar very low anyway in the family's diet. But even I was surprised at some of the products that had sugar in, things like stock cubes, hula hoops, things like that that you wouldn't necessarily think would be sweet had sugar in. So it was a surprise, and bread was another one.
I mean, where do you think the heart of the problem really lies?
I think it's the amount of sugar that's in everyday food that we don't tend to think will have sugar in it. I mean, we all know that you give a child a bag of Haribo, it's going to have sugar in it. We don't necessarily always know how much. So I think as a parent, you need to be able to really start to realise how many teaspoons of sugar are in these things that you just readily hand out without a second thought. But reading food labels, as boring as it is really important, because it's you could swap a different brand of bread and you've cut your sugar out. And that's something that children will eat every day. So I think being aware of where the sugar is and understanding how much is actually in this product that I'm going to give my child is where you can start, really.
And what's the potential dangers of consuming so much sugar? I mean, at the age of 10, you're consuming more potentially than you should be at the age of 18. I mean, inevitably, obesity's got to be one of those problems.
Yeah, and we know that we've got a massive problem with obesity amongst children. We've got one in three children going to secondary school classified overweight and obese, and we know that the rate of diagnosis of diabetes is really scaling up. It's been touted that particular disease costs the NHS something like 1.5 million an hour, which is a lot of money, and that is a disease. Type 2 diabetes, I'm talking about, is entirely preventable through diet. So education, I think, is really key. But we've kind of got into this culture of, we just, everything is in abundance, isn't it? Everything is readily available. And our body was never ever imagined that when it asked for sugar, that instead of going out to pick something off a tree, a piece of fruit, we would go to the local shop and buy a bar of chocolate. And that's where the problem lies, really.